This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. Hey everybody, Shamira here. I want to talk about the awesome chat that I had with Josh Rossi. And you know, I really have to say I was a bit starstruck during the interview. I hope it wasn't noticeable. I listen to his photography podcast, and so I'm used to hearing his voice. And so while we were chatting during his interview with me, I kept thinking, I can't believe he's actually talking to me. This is awesome. So anyway, I want to get right into today's action guide episode. I have three main points, and they all relate to the discussion that I had with Josh. So quick overview. First, I'm going to talk about the importance of determining your audience, and I'm going to give a quick tip about how you can do that. Next, I'm going to talk about interacting with your audience once you have identified where they like to hang out. Josh and I didn't talk about that so much in the interview, but I think it's still hugely important. And number three, I'm going to talk about influencer marketing, and we're just going to get into that a little bit. So first, determine who your target audience is. This is huge. I think it is quite amazing how many photographers, and I'm guilty of this myself, when we step into the industry and we want to become professional, we kind of just take whatever gigs come at us, you know, and it's understandable when you're trying to build your portfolio, but I believe it's important that you put some thought into it beforehand of who you'd like to work with, your target audience. Who is your target audience? Now, the more detailed that you can be in this process, the better. So think about their age, where they like to spend time, how they like to spend their money. Pro photographer Jeffrey Shaw from episode 41 is awesome at determining these details. If you haven't listened to episode 41, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. He is really great at getting into the minds of his target audience and really being empathetic with them. And so it can really help you develop a strong sense of empathy for your target audience, which is really what you want to do. You want to be able to understand them inside and out. And so just a quick tip for determining your target audience. Now, if you're comfortable with Facebook's Power Editor, they do have a feature called Audience Insights. It can give you a breakdown of the people who like your own photography Facebook page, assuming you have a Facebook page for your photography. Now, you can get a breakdown of your audience's gender, their ages, their education, what other pages they like, and a ton more. It's a little bit scary, actually. Now, you do need to have a decent amount of people who like your Facebook page before Facebook will give you these insights. However, if you know of a competitor in your space that might have a similar audience than you, and a lot of people like their page, I think right now, and this may change, I think the limit is around 1,000 people. So if you can identify a competitor, so another photographer in your space who has over 1,000 people, and you can input their page and learn about their audience. And by the way, it may not necessarily have to be a photography page. It could be another service or a website where you know your audience loves. And so if you input their page and learn about their audience, and if you've done this correctly, then you should get insights that would be at least moderately similar to your audience. So it's a good start. But I encourage you to build your Facebook pages up, because then you can use the Power Editor to use the audience insights feature to learn about your audience. And so point number two, now after you've nailed down who your target audience is, after you have done your homework and you know everything about them, it's important that you get out and you interact with them. Face-to-face interaction is so huge, and you need to know where they hang out. Now I'm going to give you a couple of in-person networking examples. So example number one, if you do headshots for small businesses, and this is actually what I'm focusing on. I just moved to a new town and I'm actually changing my focus of photography a bit more. I'm a lot more focused than I used to be. And so if you do headshots for small businesses, like what I do, then I highly encourage you to join your local chamber of commerce and start attending their networking events. Because the chamber's audience in this example would be your audience. And these events are great, because there's already that expectation that you're going to be talking about your business and you're going to be learning about other people's businesses as well. So it's a prime opportunity to get to know the local businesses in your area and to find out what kind of help they may need, you know, photographically speaking. There we go. Hey photographers, I want to pause and take a quick second to tell you about the New York Institute of Photography at nyip.edu. It's an online school for students who want to learn photography from the comfort of their own home on their own time. Not only is the New York Institute of Photography the world's largest online photography school, but they've been in business for over 100 years. Yes, you heard that right, 100 years. Originally established in 1910, they got their start as a brick-and-mortar school. Fast forward to today, and the New York Institute of Photography is now an online school where you can study anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Every student gets a personal pro photographer mentor who will review your photos and help you improve. You can choose from 9 online courses based on your skill level and area of interest. They have courses on digital photography fundamentals, wedding photography, travel photography, photojournalism, marketing, and more. To view the free course catalog and daily specials, check out the New York Institute of Photography at www.nyip.edu. Again, that's www.nyip.edu. Okay, example number two, if you're a wedding photographer, then consider planning on attending some bridal shows in your area, because that's where the brides hang out and they are the decision makers. They may be dragging along their fiancé to these shows, but really, more often than not, it's the bride that really determines who the photographer is. I know it certainly wasn't my case when I was getting married. My husband was like, oh, go with whoever you want. He didn't care. So I made that decision. Once you learn and put yourself in front of your target audience, then you can learn how to interact with them and really begin to nail down the services that they may find most helpful. And also, we as photographers need to practice communicating our value to clients and really having that conversation. I think sometimes we kind of shy away from that. We get a little, I don't know, nervous. I know I go through that all the time, and I'm getting better, but I'm only getting better because I'm talking more and more to my target audience. Whether I'm trying to sell them a package or not, I still have to get comfortable with talking to them. So once again, get out, interact with your target audience. Now my final point here is I encourage you to learn about influencer marketing and how you can apply that to your business. I'll say up front that Josh is an expert at this, and it's really how he has accelerated and jump-started his career like crazy. So in the interview with him, He defined influencer marketing as working with someone of influence to get your work exposed to their audience. And so this involves thinking creatively about how to get in touch with influencers and how you can kind of begin to build a relationship with them. Now, Josh actually, he offers his work for free to a well-chosen influencer. And he will go into this more. He actually does go into this more in his webinar, which I've actually sat in on. It's awesome. So I will make sure to include a link in the show notes to Josh's webinar about influencer marketing. I highly encourage you to listen to it. In fact, that's the homework I'm giving you for this episode, is to go listen to it from the master himself. But you know, really a good first step is to get some practice with making a list of the influencers in your particular niche and really brainstorm how you might interact with them. And I think this can help with a little bit of the nervousness and fear that might come along with the prospect of reaching out to someone that can really have influence over your audience. And so this is where knowing your audience is key, by the way. Because if you're going to determine an influencer who has your audience, then you need to know who your audience is. And so just back to the example of me providing headshot services in the Port Huron area, Michigan, by the way, I'm in Michigan, in case you didn't know. So my audience is currently small businesses in the Port Huron area who have 1 to 10 employees. And so a huge influencer amongst them is actually the local chamber of commerce. I mentioned previously that I like to attend the networking events so that I can talk to and build relationships with businesses one-on-one, but I'm also currently in talks with the chamber itself to partner up with them to provide their audience, which is small businesses, with corporate headshot photography. So I'm working on a strategic partnership with them. And let me tell you, was I nervous, actually, asking about trying to form such a relationship? And it's a specific program that they have. And just straight up, in the past, it's been bigger businesses like Office Depot, for example, big national businesses that really try to step into this particular program with the chamber. But I decided to go out on a limb and find out if they would also work with me, a small one-person show. I mean, I have some assistants, but essentially I'm a one-person show. So that's just one example of determining who an influencer is in your space and then reaching out to them. Now, this can take many other forms, and Josh goes into this in his webinar. So again, go and listen to his webinar. I also have to mention that in the interview with Josh, he mentioned that you should not do free work for a company that you would eventually like to work for, or a company just in general, just for the heck of it. You have to be strategic about this. You have to do it with influencers in the space. And so think about who can get you in contact with, think about an influencer who can get you in contact and exposure with your key audience. So one more time, listen to Josh's webinar. The link is in the show notes. He goes into way more detail because right now he's way better at it than I am. All right. So that is all I have for today. Go out and make your photography businesses awesome. Bye, guys. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource-center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource-center.